It's the Angels and Rangers doing battle on Star Wars night in Anaheim, as neither one of these squads wants to be on the dark side of the playoff picture. We pick it up in the sixth, Jesse Chavez pitching to Shin-Soo Choo.
Yeah, and this is lifted in the air down the left field side. And that ball hits the top of a short wall and bounces over for a home run. Wow.
The Angels are now trailing 4-2.
Up to 1-2. Pulled down the line, fair ball. Trout's coming home. He will score. Second double of the night for Justin Upton. Halos down one. A little flare out to right center field. That will get down for another hit. Coming home to score is Upton. We're tied at four. Andrelton Simmons with a couple of ribeye steaks. Crawl hits one out to deep left field. This one's headed to the bullpen. Gone! Big fly for C.J. Crawl. Halos extend the lead to 7-4.
Parker's got it going right now. Fly ball, it's lifted into left center field. Trout is chasing, he'll run it down out on the warning track to end this ball game.
Save number 6 on the year for Blake Parker. He went the final 2 innings. Angels hang on to beat the Rangers 7-6, your final. Here's Halo skipper Mike Socha after Friday's win.
That's huge, obviously. And, you know, our bullpen, we stubbed our toe a couple times, you know, tonight, Jesse and then Cam, but the rest of the guys picked it up. And for him to get out and just keep the lead after that eighth inning is huge. And he made great pitches all the way, big strikeout to end the inning, and then, you know, clean ninth. So, yeah, Blake, he showed up big time tonight. We'll see. Felt a little kind of little tightness in his side and his back, kind of behind, and we'll just see how it sets up in the next day. We see some balls hard, you know. You know, one thing about Simba is he puts the ball in play, and even though some hits haven't been falling in, he's been hitting some balls hard and guys making some plays. But he got big hits tonight, and, you know, we needed him. So, you know, hopefully we're going to start to swing the bats like we can, because that's going to be important down this stretch.
I know you talked about it before, but can you just talk about the presence of Justin Upton in the lineup and how that makes the lineup a little bit more solid than it was before you got it?
Well, our lineup is as deep as we've had it in a while here. When you have a C.J. Cronin drive a ball out of the park hitting eighth, and, you know, Justin and, you know, Brandon up top are important guys for us to get that lineup deeper. And so, you know, Justin's he's used to hitting in the middle of the order. He's getting on base. He's driving the ball. And, you know, we need for him to not only drive the ball like he can, but he's setting the table and giving a lot of RBI opportunities to, you know, to Albert and Cole and guys that are, you know, filling in behind him.
You just said something about C.J. Cronin. I mean, it seems like time and time again, he's still coming up with a big hit, whether it's a home run or a clutch, the whole set or whatever. I mean, has he shown you enough to actually be a mainstay in the lineup?
Well, he's, you know, he's playing every day. So, obviously, he's important to us. We talked a little bit about it before the game. CJ's challenge is consistency right now, and where, you know, he's shown for stretches where he can swing the bat and hit really good pitching and hit the ball hard and bring a lot. There have been some of those cold spells that are just a little too long for what he needs right now. He's working hard on it. You know, right now, you know, I think he feels very comfortable in the batter's box. He's getting some big hits for us, and he's driving the ball, which is really, you know, what he needs to bring to our lineup. I didn't get the specific muscle. If you want me to go and get the anatomy book out and see what it is, I'll let you know. But he's a little tight in his side, and we didn't want to take any chances. We'll see how it sets up here in the next day or two. You know, wins are paramount right now, but you still need to focus on the process and not get distracted. You know, we won a lot of situations tonight, especially on the offensive side, which got us 7 runs. You know, I think on the pitching side, some guys were really throwing the ball well, and some guys stubbed their toes, we said. So the process is there. You know, you have to keep – you just have to keep grinding, keep pushing forward. You know, we're down 4-2, and all of a sudden we turn right around and get the lead. So, you know, it's going to be what we need to do. Hopefully we'll – our pitching will settle to give us the length we need to get us a certain point of games. And our offense will pick it up, and we'll get games on our terms the way we need to down the stretch.
Andrelton Simmons had two hits. He also drove in two as the Halos beat the Rangers Friday night in Anaheim. Here's Simmons after the game.
It's fun when you're fighting for some at the end of the season. We have a chance to do something special. Everybody's chipping in. Everybody's grinding, even though everybody's a little sore, a little tired. But everybody comes in with a lot of energy because we want to make the playoffs and do something special this year.
Talk about special, all the push from 41,000 plus here at the Big A tonight.
What was that?
41,000 plus pushing for you guys here tonight. How big is it for you guys now?
Oh, yeah, that was special. It's always good when the fans are behind you. They're cheering you on. They're putting pressure on the other team. It helps us and makes the game easier for us and tougher for the opponents.
Fans are watching the standings. Are you one of those guys that at this point it doesn't matter, or are you peeking in to see what the Twins are doing?
Not really watching, because it doesn't matter what they do. We got to play well, and if we do our part at the end of the season, we'll be where we want to be. So it's on us.
This series continues Saturday in Anaheim. Cole Hamels on the mound for the Rangers against Parker Bridwell for the Halos.